Right, Mix 98.9. Good morning. I'm Gary Rivers. More fun, more ways for you to win. Don't forget. Okay, you know, Dolly Parton grew up very poor, Tennessee Hills, 12 children. And she arguably one of the most popular, iconic singing sensations of the 20th and 21st century. But, you know, many of you may not know she had a younger sister, Stella, who started off with her in gospel music, I understand. But anyway, she carved out her own career in country music as a singer, songwriter, producer, actress, author, and speaker. Dolly was making headlines in Nashville. Stella shows up and no one even wants to talk to her. But I learned one thing in the pre-interview. Don't mention Dolly too much. But today we're here to talk about her upcoming inspirational film called Nothing is Impossible, which debuted last night on the streaming channel PureFlix. But I have a question I want to ask her that I think might be on everyone's mind this morning.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, Stella. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing up there in Youngstown this morning?
Well, busy as usual. Do you want to hear all my complaints? I've got a million of them. I'm just kidding.
No, you can keep those to yourself. I was just being polite.
Yeah, but I appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. Well, Stella, I have so many questions for you. First of all, thank you so much for taking time to, number one, promote your movie, but talk to me, because I think you've had such an amazing career doing everything, whether it's singer, songwriter, actress, author, speaker. But can I take one moment, simply because we just lost an icon, and I know you have a personal history with Loretta Lynn. Could you share at least one personal item, you and Loretta, what she meant to you?
Well, Loretta was just such a sweet, sweet, dear soul. And I considered her a sister friend, even though she was quite a bit older than me. But we just always had a lot of laughs, and we would gossip and everything. And once I was driving through Kentucky and saw her bus on the side of the road, and the girl that was traveling with me said, "Why don't you stop and say hello?" And I'm kind of a shy person. I said, "Oh, I don't want to bother her right now." And she said, "Oh, let's just pull in there." And so I went over and knocked on the door, and Ernest Ray came to the door and said, I said, "It's Stella, Ernest Ray." And he said, and he yelled to the back of the bus, he said, "Mom, it's Stella." He said, "Oh, come on back here." So I got to the back of the bus, and she said, "Take your shoes off, honey, and get in the bed with me." So I sat up on the foot of the bed, and she and I propped up on pillows and talked for about a half an hour.
Oh, my.
So that's just kind of who she was. That's the kind of friend she was. And I think it made her day and mine, too, just to have some, you know, a sister fix is what I call them.
Thank you for sharing that. I know it'll mean a lot to the listeners, because we keep hearing all these kinds of stories, and that's just one more of those amazing things of her amazing career.
That's who she was. That's who Loretta was, and that's how I will always think of her, as just a sister friend.
Hmm. Well, you started out early in your career, very young, though, singing gospel music with your sisters, Dolly and Cassie. Has faith played a profound role in your life and your decision to do this movie that is now appearing on PureFlix?
I think if you live a life of faith, if God can give you an idea, then walk it out. And that's what I was doing. And that's what this movie is about that we're talking about today. Nothing is impossible. If I can have a 50-year career when nobody, and I mean nobody, in the industry or my family expected me to do anything, and because I had a baby by the time I was 19 years old, and everybody thought, well, she'll never do anything but be a good little mommy. Well, I've been a good little mommy, single good little mommy, and I've had an incredible career, and God saw to it. And that's what happened with Scott Beck in this film. Everyone thought he should give up and just be a janitor, but guess what? He prevailed and came through.
It sounds to me like this meant very much to you, because it was very close to home to your life. Is that why you chose to do this? It sounds awesome.
No, actually, I did it for the money.
Well, there's always that.
I did it for the money. But I did read the script. I read the script first. And I would never to participate in something that I couldn't explain, or that I couldn't look my son in the face and say, yes, I did that, and I'm okay with it. I'm proud of it. So I've always used being a mom as the barometer to say, you know, if I can be proud of it and my son can be proud of me, then it's okay to do.
Well, Stella, that's wonderful. I wish I had more time with you. I would love to hear more stories of your innovations and taking on the man, so to speak, in Nashville, because I get that.
Pretty... I hear the good old boys don't have anything on me. I take them down every chance I get. Get out of the way, boys.
Well, I love it. And by the way, I'll send people also to your website to check out your newer music, because it is polished, professional, and it's innovative, and just like you. Thank you, Stella, so much for the conversation.